Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 10th of January. It's US employment report Friday, and this comes along with a couple of regular reminders. First, average hourly earnings are not wages, and especially in the current labour market, average hourly earnings have an ever looser relationship to wages. The structure of the labour force is in flux, and changing the structure of the labour force will change the average of average earnings. Second, the response rate to the survey that produces payrolls is 43%, down from pre-pandemic response rates of about 60%. The UK has stopped publishing labour data because of low response rates. The US carries on publishing regardless. This means that revisions are likely to be more significant as the survey is less and less representative of what is actually happening in the economy. The market consensus is for a moderation in job creation, a stable unemployment rate, and no change in average hourly earnings growth. We also have the Michigan consumer sentiment data from the States. Sentiment has been moving higher on soaring Republican sentiment. Republicans tend to be more emotional when it comes to answering sentiment surveys, with higher highs and lower lows. The partisan bias of sentiment data means that if Republicans are more optimistic and Democrats are more pessimistic, the average indicator will tend to rise. There's also evidence that partisan bias extends to inflation expectations, though not perhaps as much as with the headline sentiment number. Current food and fuel prices still matter a lot to consumer inflation expectations, though they play a relatively small part in actual inflation. The rise in UK government bond yields has been attracting some attention, although at this stage the economic consequences remain relatively limited. UK bond yields have been tracking US yields more or less, and the market has not become disorderly. In this, it differs from the trust debacle, when the market did become disorderly and the Bank of England was obligated to step in. However, the precedent of the trust debacle may have given additional focus to the UK bond market moves, which, for instance, a similar move in the US has not attracted. The recent budget's tax increase for companies may also have prompted a more negative sentiment on economics than is reality. A case of they would say that, wouldn't they? The dire commentary on consumer spending, contrasting with strong retailers' earnings and robust real sales data, is a case in point. UK debt interest payments remain lower as a share of GDP than in many other major countries, including the United States. President-elect Trump's influential advisor, Musk, seems to have admitted that $2 trillion in efficiency savings from government spending are not likely, and indeed, half that number is also not likely. After decades of government spending and savings initiatives that have come to nothing, investors have tended to assume that savings would be closer to zero in reality and are therefore unlikely to be concerned by this shift in Musk's opinion. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.